This is Charles Diemer with a Real Audio screenwriting tip. Much of my own best writing, and yours I think, is based on personal experience. The joys and heartbreaks of our past, the birth of a child, a divorce, a death in the family. A lot of our personal history finds its way into our work. We base story events on our lives. We base characters on ourselves, our friends, and on our enemies. What always surprises me as a writing teacher, however, is how often a student fights suggested changes in the material of a story by replying, "But it didn't happen that way." I hear this a lot, a whole lot. And I also say the same thing to the student. What happened is irrelevant. And later, after the usual discussion, because the student usually doesn't understand what I mean, I say, "You've got to learn to be a better liar." Creative lying is at the heart of all good writing. Personal experience, personal history is the inspiration and germ for good storytelling, but almost always a good lie will be more interesting than the factual truth. Movies are larger than life, and one way they are made larger than life is through the creative lying of those who put together the story. Now, even historically based stories are good lies. Amadeus isn't a true story about Mozart, but what a movie! And it can be argued, how true to the spirit of Mozart. Lies, you see, can be more spiritually true than facts. And that indeed is a task of the storyteller, to tell us the creative lies that are filled with spiritual truths about our own lives and our histories and our hopes and dreams. The script of Amadeus went through a large number of changes from its London production to its New York production, and then again from the stage to the screen, and each new element in the story through this process moved away from history and used creative lying to make a more personal, powerful, dramatic statement. This evolution of the script then became less historical even as it became more dramatic. So if you're writing a story about your past, don't let the past become a prison that locks in the full potential of your story. Forget what really happened. Hey, all you know is your point of view anyway. Step back and let the elements of your story find their own life, independent of the inspiration and germ for it, independent of you, and then engage creative lying to shape the story into a wonderfully powerful whopper of a tale. This is Charles Diemer wishing you a very good day of lying.